Okay, so we're holding here in the Eretz Chaim. I think we're holding by Hay, if I'm not mistaken. So he speaks over here about, last time he spoke about the Aleph Beis. Basically, let's just give sort of the basic framework over here. He's basically explaining that different, there are different dimensions of the world of Torah that have in themselves many facets. He spoke about the Aleph Beis and Torah Nimshel Ta'esh. Now he's going to say in Hey the next point about it. HaTorah is kepatish yifoyt etzela. V'hine, b'yoyis ha'shal heves mislahetes, as the flame shoots up, for amarti she'esh kama gvonim merukamim. There are many different hues and different colors. There are many different inyanim in the Shalheves. So Torah, on the one hand, is a bright fire. On the other hand, Torah is many different fires woven together. Omno, oid inyan achen nimtze keish kama ponim le Torah. Ukvar kiblo akadmoinim shal chol sheresh menishmas Yisrael yish kulim be Torah. Ad sheyesh shishim ribu pirushim l'chol ha-Torah mechulokim l'shishim ribu l'fashe Yisrael. We have a Messiris, the Arizal says it, that there are 600,000 pirushim for Torah, like there are 600,000 neshamas l'chol Yisrael. V'zeh nikra sha-Torah says Kamer Tzaitzis. This is what's meant by the Torah in space Kamer Tzaitzis. Ki betchilo mislahetes, it shoots up, and then you see all the iris that are appropriate for that. So let's talk a little bit about what the meaning of it is. What do we mean there are 600,000 Birushim connected the Neshamis of Klal Yisrael? Chazal say that just like the partzufeim of people in Klal Yisrael are shayna, so too are deyoseim shayna. Their face is different, and their deya is different. What do we mean when we use the word deya over here? Deyoseim ashonos. It doesn't mean opinions. I mean, there's a limit to how many opinions you can have on something. Something is either kosher, treif, Muta also, it means something else. It means how you are tofes something, how you grasp something. You can have two people say over the same thing in slightly different ways, and we're going to say that it's a slightly different understanding. A lot of times, you'll see, let's say, in Gemara, a few different achronim, especially Rosh Hashivas, you know, that door, they'll be saying very similar things with nuance differently. So that means that each and everybody's tfisa and understanding is individual. When you have shishim ribu pirushim, it could mean something along those same lines. It doesn't mean totally opposite, unrelated pirushim, but rather the same idea expressed with a little bit of a different take from a different angle and so on. So first of all, this is just an understanding of shishim ribu Yisrael means each person has a different. Is a different individual in the sense that he has a different tfisa and havana. What makes it important to have shishim ribu in Klal Yisrael are the different takes, the different havanas that they have in a inyan in Torah. Then he says, Hare lecha, she'afal pi sha'Torah b'li tachlis, Vakfilo kol ois menahi kein, ach tzorech lila voice of us tislahiv. So the Ramchal is medayik, ukipatish The Chazal used this pasuk like a hammer bangs on a flint, and it shoots out a lot of different lights. And the way he says a lot of different colors of light and so on. What it means is that all of these different colors are there, but they're not there unless you bang on the flint. Without banging on the flint, nothing comes out. So Torah has so many different facets in it, and yet, unless you prod it, you're not going to get it out of Torah. So we have the many parts of Torah and the need to bring it out. And now he's going to say the next one, the Seichel Adam is parallel to Torah. Ukinegdo Seichel Adam Kain. Ki gam ken yeshla koyach hasoga rabba. So the person's mind has many different, it has much asaga, but it requires the isboininus. It requires some sort of koyach of thinking into what he has in order to bring out all the different havanas that he's capable of having. So now he says he says it comes from the pasuk, v'alzek siv ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv das usvuna. So Ramchal is saying here a tremendous point. He's saying Torah comes in with two different dimensions. One is delivered completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is Hashem Tmima. You can't be Moisiv the Torah, you can't be Megareh Torah. We receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Torah that starts in Bereishis and ends in Kol Yisrael. It is as it is, fixed, frozen, complete. Then we also know that if we leave it as it is, that's what it is. If we start banging on it, if we start being Me'ayin into it, we're going to draw out a lot more stuff. So he says, where's the pasuk? The pasuk is ki Hashem yitein chacham piv das usvuna. Where exactly is that in the pasuk? So it's going to be like this. From the difference between the chachma and the piv das usvuna, the pasuk is saying there are two nesinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Hashem Yitin Chachma. The second one is Mipiv Das Usvuna. Those two elements, those two different hashpas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in this gachelas that's Torah, plus whatever comes out with the Seli Yefoytzitz. So he says, Vizeh. Ki kol hanimtzoim midiburei shaKadosh Baruch Hu nasu, k'moshe kasu b'dvar Hashem nasu. He's now explaining what the dibur is, as opposed to everything it's kiyum. Nimtza shaper ze shor nevrom, v'ze atzmoi mekayim oisom. The pair is what brought everything in the Vriya out. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch created a world, and the Piv Yisparach is what brought it out and gave it, it gave it the its kiyum and its metzias. V'nimtza shaper ze shor nevrom, v'zatzu kayim oisom, v'hevel hayoytzi min haper ze. Or to lay my spa, you eat the corner of Rome in a mocker shahoy chaser. But he never killoy a lechon vadi chodom, kakol moitze pe Hashem yechodom. Shehu ze hahevel, hayoitze mekayim, or mislabish ron a cholem lozen shakach tzorvay. So he says a lot over here. he says that the Torah is something which gives the Torah is something which gives a person the peg gives a person his kiyum, his chiyus, his kiyum, and it's what includes all the different elements that's going to come out. In other words, peh is, by its nature, the peh is something that brings out to kiyum from minakoach el apol, and it's something which is going to be continuously being mekayim the person. So let's understand clearly. The distinction between things that Hashem gave one time, and that's chachma. That's Hashem yitin chachma, and then there's going to be mipiv dasu tvuna. Hashem gave chachma once, and he also inserted piv. Those are two separate bechinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have very different properties. Chochmah is given, and it's given once. Peh is the bringing out of things to give them metzias, and it is ongoing. Those are two separate tracks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us. And he adds that that's why it says this is ki lo yalechem v'alicha adam kol moitze pi Hashem yichya adam. That it's a word actually that the Chassidim say over from Hashem. The Ramchal says it, that the neshama lives off the dvar Hashem that is in the food that's being given. Vehine hachochma kvar nitam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv kol bnei adam. Chochma is already given to a person, ach kedei shetisgabe, sorg sha'oisa per mekayim oisoi yinashe bekoyach, vaz nase mamekoyach eish gamkein, sheshimnapchim bashal heves, kein kishazois hashpoh terim in apeh kemo neshiva, telay et hachochma, v'yirua adas v'atvuna klos bakvar. Ash lo yoniro is kilo yoniro kim hachochma shesef atzmoi. Okay. Let's explain this. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachma. Chachma is a closed package. It's given to us, and it has a very sussendik surah to it. The Peh is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave actualization to what is Gunas in Chachma, and the Peh brings out everything into its metzias. The peg gives everything its clear metzias, and the same way that the peg, the dibur of the peg, is a certain gilui min hakoach al hapoel. When you blow with your mouth on a shal heves, it brings out the different insights. So there is a nesina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a unified product that includes everything, all inclusive. And then there's a koyach of bringing out all the gnuzos, all the things that are hidden and sort of that are gone, isn't it? That comes out through peh, through dibur. For us, as our age, gamke shkeshnafchim bo misla heves, kein keshezois hashpoh terim in apeh. So when you get this hashpah coming from the mouth, is that's like the wind that blows the gachelas into fire. What you see at first is only the package. You don't see the different elements to blow on it and to bring it out. The achatvune binas asecho HaMechaper es Dover Dover, UMekayem es Dover B'Dover. The Tvuna is the Havana of the Seichel, which brings things, which brings the Dover L'Dover. In other words, how things are incorporated in things. V'adas et toledet kol elu, v'elu asipulosam v'koyach neshiva she'nasha pe'alim behem. So the neshiva is what brings out tvuna and das. So chachma is what you got. Chachma is a defined package or packet. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that's given. And then bina, tvuna, is what brings out all those facets of Shishim Ribui and so on. And but it needs input of a certain koach, which he calls, it's like the Yenashe V'Apeh Al Yeshaveh. V'nimtza, Shachochma Kvar Nitna, V'Apeh Einol Mekayim Aysa. So the Chochma was given with the Peh just being the Mekayim. Achadas V'Tvuna Heimeschachas. But the Das and the Tvuna that comes out of it is constantly being Meschadish. The Heino Shemeschadish Giluyon Tomid, Rak Bekoach Neshivas HaPeh. Their Gilui is being Neschadish constantly, just with the Neshivas HaPeh. V'alkein Amar Lihu Ochein, Ruachi Be'enoish V'nisma Shakai Tevine. He says that a person has a Ruach and Nishma Shakai Tevine. V'loshen Nishmas HaKomayim Nishmas HaLoikai. Nishmas HaShem K'nachal Gofris. Shehu M'loshen Neshima. V'loim loshen neshama. Dai neshima sapeh neshiva saruach, v'zoi sensen sabina v'layam v'ashanim. So, there's a special hashpa of bina that comes to a person, and that hashpa of bina comes from the neshima kaviyach, from the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he tosses in something here that is an important piece. He says, "V'zoisen senes abina v'leyam v'shanim." It's that ruach that gives the bina, not the days or the years. So, what does he care exactly? What is he trying to check? So he says, "He says, I would think that it's a bina and das." Are things that reveal themselves. It just takes time. In other words, the giluyim that come are so a zaken knows better than a nar because he's lived longer, he's been there more years, and so on. He says that's not true. So if for instance, if let's say I'm talking about learning information. So if I take a course for a year, I know X amount of information. If I take a course for 2 years, I know twice as much. And for 10 years, I know 5 times, you know, 10 times as much. That is that's a function of time. I need to tell you more and more bits of information. So all those information is of the same nature. It's just how much I give to you. Information. The more of tvuna is, it's a bringing out information that was latent. If you don't work at it, if you don't blow on the ember, so to speak, it'll never flare into fire, no matter how long you let it stay around, because it's not just an increase of what was. It's a new process of bringing out something. Valkeini says choivu mutl adam losim atzal isboini kimu einam isboini mechashiv hine letova chachma levakesh oisei. So that's why a person needs to push himself. In other words, if it was a question of just picking up a lot of information, you tell somebody, you know what? If you hang around long enough, you will hear it. So it's more effective and efficient if I put myself into it now, and I studied all that. And so, Marshall, a person is taking a course, for to know stuff for whatever job. So we tell them, you can take a course, and it'll take you a year to learn it. Or if you hang around long enough, you'll also learn it. And there's no reason why not. But this chelik of Torah Lumos, the first chelik, is locked in. It's like his muscle of a fire in the embers. No matter how long you let it sit around, unless you blow on it, it's not going to come out. See, there's he says, V'kim eina mizbeina mechashev, hine le sova chachma levakesh oisei. Chachma is not going to come to look for him. V'nisha b'choyshev ola yediya, he's going to remain in the darkness without knowing. V'hoylech b'daka hevel b'afela. And he's going to spend his days in Narishkeit. V'soif tova, yite din b'chezhe melech malcham lakash baruchu, and then we're going to have to give it in the cheshbon why we didn't use our koach more to be misamik in Torah. V'zeh vade pita yitzahara. Hasitra acha ashe yistalo b'chol oiz lapila b'zeh uvabo. Ki kvar yeda im nafal b'zeh ma'at nishtalei loshel b'zkoim. Because he knows that If he gets a person to be nichshel a little bit in this, then he is going to be able to really get the person. Let's talk about a few points here. First of all, this is very helpful in understanding. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah gives the following halacha. The Gemara says a person should be mishalish. He's learning in Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. A Talmud. Mikra is Torah Shemiksav, we know what that is. Mishnah is all of the written pieces of Torah Shavar Peh. And the truth be said, for us today, Gemara would also be Mishnah. And it's anything that's set, frozen, and this, that's a getter of Mishnah. And Gemara is any Iyun and Emek. Anytime we miss Amik in a halacha, so the Rambam says that the chi of Talmud Torah is as follows: a person is mechuyev to get. So the Gemara says you be shalish, shlish yom this is that. So Rambam says that's true until a person becomes. It knows Torah Shemiksav and Mishnah. Once he knows Torah Shemiksav and Mishnah, his job is now to sit and to chazer everything. And to just chazer it enough so that he doesn't forget it. So if once a year chazera keeps it in his mind, then once a year chazera is appropriate. But and then he should, once he got to that stage, he learns just Gemara. Now, Gemara doesn't mean the physical Gemara we have. That actually might be Mishnah. I once heard Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg was debating maybe Shulchan Aruch is also called Mishnah. It's anything that has been boxed and solidified, this is what it is, that's called Mishnah. The Gemara part says, so the rest of your life, a person learns enough, he has his Mikra Mishnah enough just to keep it, and Gemara is something that he keeps learning again. Why? The answer is because that's exactly what Torah is. It's the Chachma is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we need to retain that. The key word to that chelik of Torah, which is Mikra and Mishnah, is retain it. It's finite. You can't learn more Mikra than Chof Dalid Sfarim. You can't learn more Mishnah than the Shisha Sidri Mishnah that Rabbi HaKadosh was Masada. So the focus That limud is to know it, to have it. Gemara is where I'm drawing out this tevuna that he's talking about. That's specifically gvul, and that's where the hemshir of it goes. So the dava mitoch dava of learning is what occupies the vast majority of time in the learning. He also says over here, this is a whole new insight in what was the Zeh Mechesh. If a person imagines himself, he's going to come after 120, they're going to pull out a Shulchan Aruch and ask him, was he Mekayim everything? If he says yes, everything is good. And they'll ask him, were you Kaveit the Torah? Yes, okay, perfect. Couldn't be better. But if you realize that the Torah that was given to us is a pchina of chachma, waiting to be extrapolated from, our purpose in Talmud Torah is not only just to keep the static and say, okay, this is what it says, this is what I've done, this is what I ought to do, and that's all. The purpose is that I should be mesegea and come up with new and better understandings, or better said, understandings that fit me as me with my mind as a person. So a person is also looking at din. Why did I not do it? So not only on what exists in Torah, did I keep it or not? But in what doesn't exist, and what I could have brought out of Torah, it's probably the meaning of a saying Chalkeinu b'Seira Secha, that every person has a chelik that is uniquely his. I mean, the pasuk Pshat Secha Yonso Secha means our lot in life. It should be in Torah. That's the Pashup Pshat. But it says it that every single person, goes also, I should be zeichet to get my particular chelik in Torah. You find l'shaynis in Chayim l'shaynim, inicholi makom lizgadabo. That, you know, an Achim will say sometimes it can't be that nobody else didn't come up with this teretz, and he will sort of offer a defense, kind of, that Mokhen Sergada Boy Minashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu let me use, let me express myself through answering this kasha, through this teretz, whatever it is. So let's just sum up. The what he's saying till now is, many different world that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, Torah, the Seichel HaAdam, and other Inyanim, were all given parallel to each other, meaning that it has a clearly defined surface and an extremely, extreme potential-laden pnim. A person in the chitzayistic surface, there's one thing, like Torah. In the pnim, there's actually no, there's every single person, Shishin Rimbu, has his own chelik over there. A person's job is to watch over the chachma that it stays by him. But the Das of Tevunas, that each person has, that's where he spends his time dashing and sort of getting it out. It's his job to bring it out from the potential. And that's where Adam, he says, Atalita Sadin, did he actually bring out everything he could or not? This is each person's unique tafkid. Okay, I got it.